Baz, first off, Tom Rockliffe, do we know how serious that hamstring injury is at the moment?
He had a scan today. Scan was pretty good. He's run today, so he'll be on the plane Tuesday.
So he will be flying China tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously you're hopeful that he'll be right to play, given it's a, you know, you've got an 8-day break ahead of the Sunday game.
Yeah, we wouldn't take him if we didn't think he was a good chance to play, so... Okay. Yeah, we think he's a good chance.
And Tommy Jonas and Ryan Byrne, are they going to be chances to play as well?
Yeah, Tom is fine. He played Saturday.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Ryan, we'll test him tomorrow, and then we'll know more tomorrow. But if he tests fine tomorrow, then he'll go as well.
Oh, so the other one I was going to ask was Scott Lyson.
Scott will be fine.
So was it just tightness then? What was the...
With Rocky. With Rocky, it's always an interesting one. You know, you get that cramp or someone gets a feeling in a hamstring and more often than not, it's a hamstring strain. But the scans have been good. He's tested well today. So, you know, we expect him to play.
Any risk with the flight and all that, the time together and how he might recover? Would there be a chance that he pulls out late?
I think there's always risk. You know, we'll have a main session over there Thursday. We take 4 extras. We'll have 26. So... there's a good reason we take that many.
Will Hamish Hartlett be one of those emergencies?
Yeah, Hamish will be coming. So, yeah, he'll be there.
That must have been exciting that he was back playing for
us. Yeah, good for him to be back. Yesterday he got through unscathed. He was happy enough with the way he went. So, you know, it's good signs. I mean, he's been out for a long time. So, you know, it's a big ask to expect him to play just yet. But, you know, he'll be travelling with us.
How's Robbie feeling after the weekend?
I haven't spoken to Robbie yet, so, yeah.
he won't know which issue he'll be on the plane as well?
I assume he'd be on the plane, yeah.
What about Wines? How far is he sort of off at the moment?
Not sure, yeah.
What are some of the challenges involved?
Got my doctor's hat on.
This from a coach's point of view, to sort of wash away whatever on the weekend and prepare straight away for...
Yeah, certainly, you know, we'll have our reviews today and we were... You know, very disappointed with the way we performed Saturday. So, you know, address the issues that came out of the game and then move forward to you know, a very important game for the footy club.
What are some of those issues, do you think?
They were across the board, but particularly the starts. You know, we've been very poor in our last 5 starts in the first quarters. But there's nothing specific. It really was a combination of all 3 parts of the ground and our game, and we were well short, particularly early.
Was it a game plan thing? I mean, obviously the unpredictability in the bold and brave style has paid off at times, but scoreless first quarter, is there sort of something that fundamentally broke down?
No, nothing fundamental. I think we actually were okay for the first 10 or 15 minutes, had some scoring opportunities, didn't take any, and then we gave up some, you know, really poor score.
How do you address
Soy Stars? Yeah, we had a good couple of hours to talk about it this morning. So, we're a youngish team, and we have to get ourselves in a place so that we're ready to play from the first contest and be consistent from the start. So, we haven't done that for a good 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's the worst quarter at the moment. You've won 3 of 10. How do you do that? Has to switch them on, you change the warm up. Is it something tangible, yeah, or is it a mental thing?
For the last 3 to 4 weeks, we have changed training to have more of a contest focus early, because, you know, it was probably through the first even 6 or 7 weeks we weren't great starters, and you know, it hasn't necessarily translated to games. At the end of the day, we've got to turn up and get our jobs done at the start of the game.
How does it change? So, because against West Coast, you guys are unreal in that first. How come you get that sort of drastic shift?
Reliability. Keep doing what you do. Sometimes the scoreboard goes your way, like it did that day, and you get some score on the board. Other times you play okay for the first 10 minutes. You have some opportunities. You don't take them. And it's working your way through that. And that's all it is. You know, it's a... Keep turning the odds in your favour.
How do you assess the forward line function on the weekend? Bass, obviously, Billy Frampton, pretty tough day for him. Obviously, he's done in 3rd game of senior footy.
Yeah.
How do you sort of assess how the forward function as a whole?
Oh, I think it's a work in progress. You know, it's particularly on the weekend, you know, particularly young. You know, you got five, at times you've got five guys in there with 10 games or less AFL experience. So, you know, we're trying to help them develop as players the best we can and give them every opportunity to be good players. There's enough talent there. It's more around experience, working together and trusting their game.
Got a lot of players flying to China for the first time. What do you sort of tell them, direct them on their first overseas trip playing footy?
I don't think there's anything in particular other than being there to support them, you know, and so that and then ensuring their preparation is as consistent as it can be. But you know, there's a great chance for those players to get around some of the senior players, some of the coaches, build stronger relationships, and you know, it's a really nice opportunity for those young guys to go to a place where, you know, probably some of them never been overseas before.
Ladham's debut. What did you make?
Yeah, I think Pete's got a lot to offer. You know, his ruck work wasn't great first up, but you know, some of his follow-up, his ability to spread and run from contest to contest is unique. And you know, I think he's got a lot to offer for the footy club.
It's a bit unfortunate in the fact that Scott Likely comes back this week.
Yeah, I mean that you know, hurts him, but you know, I think there's opportunities for Pete where he can do some things that other ruckmen can't in the competition.
Anyone in the sample that really impressed you yesterday? Against
my son's birthday party, actually, yesterday. So it was the first SNFL game I missed for the year. So the reports haven't been glowing from upstairs, just a general vibe of the SNFL coaches. They didn't seem that excited about yesterday's performance. But yeah, the birthday party was good. 8 was his birthday, actually, this Saturday. So it was pretty hard to be home. I've got to be in China this week. It's a bit tough.
Yeah. Speaking of China, are you doing anything differently this week to kind of get the guys ready for the hotter weather, climatising wise?
Not really. We go Tuesday, so we're off tomorrow night. Get there Wednesday. So, you know, unless we're going to put them in a sauna tomorrow morning, you know, it's a warmer place, but, you know, the weather's not too bad. We've had pretty good run the last 2 years and the hotel looks after us really well, so you know, it's a pretty good trip.
Does it give you an advantage that, you know, it's what's the third time doing this in St Kilda? It's her first season of making this trip.
I think there's a benefit from having experienced it before, knowing your way around Shanghai and the what to expect, and you know, even the travel to the ground and the length of time it takes to get out there and get back. So you know, I think I'd like to think our players will be pretty passionate in defending their turf.
Does that mean there's added pressure to win over there?
I think there is. I think the club puts in a whole heap of effort to get this game off the ground, and we've got a commitment into the near future and that we'll keep playing there. So, you know, it absolutely adds pressure to what we need to do to play, because a lot of work goes into it and we just have to turn up and play and ensure that we play the best we can.
How big is this weekend, Bass, given you in the context of the season, given you're 5-5 and I think just outside the 8 at the moment, obviously by then a really tough trip to Perth to take on 3 when you get back. So it's a pretty precarious position where you're in right now.
Yeah, I think you know, we're in a if we can get some wins in and then get some numbers back, I think we'll be in good shape. You know, it was certainly you know, I think it'd be fair to say we're not exactly a top 4 team at the moment, but you never know when that window might open up when you get numbers back. Right now, it's, you know, we're working to be the best we can be, and do our best this week, which we'd like to think is a very winnable game for us.
It seems to be a bit of a gulf in class between the top 5 and sort of the ones after that. Do you feel that as well?
Yeah, I think you look across the competition, and there seems like there's a lot of teams that, you know, are up and down. You know, there's a lot of games that are difficult to watch, and I think ours on Saturday was about as difficult as any to watch.
Do you think you are a top 4 team then, Bass, on that?
Currently?
No, you say you aren't at the moment.
Yeah.
Clearly you aren't because you
yes.
Or something. But you feel like you have the capacity to mix it with the top 4 teams?
You don't know until everyone's up and going. And, you know, we've made a lot of changes, a lot of adjustments to the way we play. And we've had a lot of different people come in. So until you get some some continuity. I always struggle with that word, continuity, with people and game style. And then you can get a few weeks of that, then you can build towards something that can get you in that place. But we haven't got enough or had enough of that just yet.
So 10 games in isn't enough to sort of establish yourselves?
Not with who we've had playing, I don't think.
What do you love about the China game, personally?
Personally, I really like the giant hotel room that I get. you know, it's got a very nice coffee shop in behind it. It's a different experience from a coaching perspective. Shanghai is a very modern city, and I tend to put the backpack over my shoulder and the day off, and wander and try and find some places that are interesting, and no doubt I'll try and do that again.
So when are the boys back after? Obviously they go their separate ways after the game.
Yeah, we're back Monday night next week, and then some of the players will push on. I think some are going to Hong Kong and Singapore, and I don't know, I think someone might be going to Bali, I don't know.
And then train
Saturday.
And then off to
the... Yep.
So you're coming straight back, you're another party? Or?
No, just straight back, mate. Yeah, straight back.
Beautiful. Cool. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thank you. Thanks.